Thank you. Good morning. Hexruban said, I will thank my great king and I will continue. How are we thinking? How are we seeing? How are we watching? So there are different ways how you come in the church. One person thinks, is the coffee working? Are all seats occupied? And that's also in the life. One person is considering his job. You can work in the here and now, or you can look upwards to God. And I take you to two people from the Old Testament who are mentioned, to Moses. And Moses was confidential with God. He had a special life, special start, special life. God shared his heart with him. They had a confidential relationship, like friends. At the moment that Moses was for 40 years at the mountain and he got the Ten Commandments and he went down, he saw the golden calf of the people. And God said, let them do, I continue with you. And we start anew, we start again. And by your generation, things will come good. But Moses said, no, Lord, you are the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. And you have promised to go on. Take me away, but let the people remain. Let them exist for you. God said, okay, I bring them to the promised country, but when they are there, they have to find their own way. But Moses said, Lord, I am your friend. How I can do that? They cannot be let alone. All these other nations, all these other people have other gods. And God is saying to Moses, I'll do what you ask me. For it is a fact that you found mercy in my eyes and you are my friend. Moses was focused upon God. He knew the plans of God. Another person who did the same was Daniel. Daniel prayed 3 times a day, focused upon Jerusalem. He had a special position in exility. It could have been that he thought, oh, I have a good life now here. But no. He had read the prophet of Jeremiah. And he knew that they were in exility and it would spend 70 years. He knew that. And in Daniel 9 it is written that when he started to pray, there came a commandment from heaven and the angel of Gabriel was sent to him. And that was endless. Finally, Gabriel came. When I was still praying, it's written, the man Gabriel, who I had seen in a former vision, came flying to me. And at the moment that you started to pray, there came a commandment from God. what we ask God at our knees. Do you know in what that kind of time we live? There's still time to reach the people with the gospel. When we reach out from Genesis to the end, God answers the prayers. And when we search Him, we find Him, and He will powerful with us. We also can go on with our life, with career. Moses had a career, Daniel also. But there was another man, and I was thinking at the preparations, that was Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babel. He saw a tree stretched out to heaven in a vision, and everybody could eat from the fruits. And then there came an angel from heaven, and he cut the tree. He cut the trees, the branches. Only a small remnant remained. And he asked Daniel, where is this about? And this Nebuchadnezzar, powerful king, God had given him the authority to perform the excellency of the people of Israel. And he said from himself, I'm the great king. And Daniel is frightened about his vision. And Daniel had to tell the signification of that dream to him. And Nebuchadnezzar was going to live like an animal until the time of God was come. My question to you is based upon Psalm 31. I advise you, my eyes is upon you. Don't be stupid like an animal without consciousness. Don't be a Nebuchadnezzar, but let God speak to you. My longing is that your longing will be to have confidential relationship with God. Like Jesus said to the disciples, you are my friends, for I made everything known to you what I know from the Father. And I close. I finish with, give your heart to God like Daniel did, like Moses did, like Paul did, Habakkuk did. Habakkuk also was a man standing for God, waiting for the answer of God. Wait for the answer of God. I finish with Hebrews. Moses comes back in Hebrews. Moses trusted God. He left Egypt, didn't fear the angel of the Pharaoh. He was always seeing the unseen God. And chapter 12, so many believers who stimulate us. We have to lay down everything that blocks us. And we have to watch Jesus, who shows us the way. He is the purpose of our faith.